The Iraqi interpreter who had just received Christ said, "When I go back to my village, I will be killed for my faith in Jesus." Hi, I'm Randy on Family Radio, and retired Army chaplain Colonel Paul Lindsay, in his book, The Safest Place in Iraq, talks about praying with an Iraqi interpreter to receive Christ as his Savior. And what the young man said to him next blew him away.
He says, "When I am done working for your army and I go back to my home, my friends and my family will kill me. But at last I know Jesus. I love Jesus." And that kind of shook me up. So I asked him, "How do you know they will kill you? Have you killed others?" He says, "Yes, I have killed several of my friends who converted to Jesus. So I know what they will do, but it's worth knowing Jesus." And I thought, oh my goodness, when we talk about counting the cost for following Christ, that's usually not what we're thinking about.
No.
But some people in our world are actually having to count the cost of their life if they commit to living for the Lord.
Retired Army chaplain Colonel Paul Lindsay sharing a story from his book, The Safest Place in Iraq. There are people worldwide whose faith in Christ puts them at risk for their very lives. To connect with Colonel Lindsay, go to paullindsay.com.